Now, another thing that you can do is pass parameters to the applet code. And if you want to do that, after the applet tag, in which you specify all those things, including the name of the code file that you want to have, you can have any number of tags called param for parameter, and it gives a name that you're going to refer to each parameter by and what the value is as some string. Then, in the Java applet, you have a function, a method called getParameter that you can use to look up the values of these different parameters that are passed through.